It's 8 a.m., and John Bickerson is awakened not by his wife, Blanche, but by the alarm clock.
What's the matter? All right, Blanche!
I'm putting a ribbon in my hair.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I just thought I'd like to look nice this morning.
Why?
I knew you'd forget. You don't even know what day this is.
I do, too. It's rent day.
It is not. Today happens to be our wedding anniversary.
Well, I knew it was a sad occasion of some kind.
What kind of remark is that? That's supposed to be funny?
No, it isn't supposed to be funny, Blanche. I'm just groggy, that's all. I'm sorry.
I knew you'd forget it.
I didn't forget it.
So why didn't you say something?
Blanche, I just opened my eyes.
You forgot it.
I tell you, I didn't forget it. But even if I did, you'd remind me of it. Now, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary? Is that all? No plans? We've been married 8 years. Don't you want to do something?
No, it's too late to do anything.
It's sad about you. How you suffer. I didn't get such a bargain, you know.
Okay.
There's better fish in the ocean than the one I caught.
There's better bait, too.
I'm serious.
Okay, I'm sorry. You hack at me in the morning and I'm so exhausted I don't even know what I'm saying.
You wouldn't be so exhausted if you went to bed at a reasonable hour.
I had to work overtime. Pour me a coffee.
Get paid?
I'll get paid.
What time did you get home?
12:30.
If you got home at 12:30, then why were you so long getting into bed? I know for a fact you didn't come to bed until almost 2.
I was in the kitchen putting stuff away.
What stuff?
What's the matter, Blanche? You told me to bring stuff home for the party tonight. You invited a lot of your crumb friends, and you told me to bring stuff, so I brought stuff.
Did you bring potatoes for the potato salad?
I brought potatoes.
Did you pare them?
I pared them.
All of them?
Except one. It had a big knob on top, and I couldn't find a mate for it. I know what you meant, Blanche. I even boiled them last night. Where are my pants? Who stole my pants?
Nobody stole your pants.
I just looked basket and they're not there. My shoes are missing from the sink.
Don't be silly, John. Your pants are on a hanger in the closet and your shoes are on the shoe rack.
How'd they get there?
I put them there.
Well, I wish you'd quit throwing my things around like that. I've got to get them or I'll be late.
You won't be late. Here are your pants.
Thanks, Blanche. These aren't my pants.
They're not? Then whose pants are they?
That's a good question. Only I should be asking it.
Don't be so snide. They were baggy, so I pressed them.
Baggy?
Took me an hour to find the right crease. Be careful you don't wrinkle them now.
What's the difference? I like my pants to look lived in.
You're dragging the tops on the floor. Hold your trouser leg with your left hand, then step in with your right foot.
Blanche, I've been putting on my own pads for over 40 years, and I don't need you to be the foreman of it. Hand me my tie.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. I want to use it for a belt. My suspenders are broken.
Why don't you wear your belt?
I'm using it to keep my shoulders from falling off my shoes.
John Bickerson, you know you're just...
I know it. I know I haven't got a belt. Where's my shirt? Where did you hide my shirt?
I didn't hide it anywhere.
Well, where is it?
I draped it around the canary's cage so he could sleep.
Is my shirt the only rag he could find to cover that bird's cage with?
Hasn't hurt anything, has it?
No, but... I don't like the way that bird pokes into my pockets. Every time I take a cigarette out, I'm smoking birdseed. Why did you have to cover the cage, anyway?
The canary is sensitive to light.
Well, get him a pair of sunglasses. Leave my shirt alone. No bird's gonna sleep later than I do. Ah, shut up!
John, why must you be so mean on our anniversary?
Blanche, I'm not mean. I'm worried. Business is bad. My job is hanging on a thread.
You never should have quit your other job.
You made me quit. You said it wasn't dignified selling bowling balls. You were embarrassed to answer when people asked you what your husband sold.
Well, it sounded like it was trying to start a fight.
That's not a problem for you. I gotta go.
Here, don't forget your samples.
I won't forget it. That darn vacuum cleaner gets heavier every day. Straighten this hose around my neck, will you, Blanche?
There. Now, got everything?
I think so. No, wait a minute. You got any money?
Well, there's 50 cents in the sugar bowl.
50 cents?
You can bring me the change when you come home.
Listen, Blanche, something's got to be done about this. I can't go down to work like a pauper every day. A man's got to have a couple of dollars in his pocket.
Now, don't yell at me.
I don't mind going with torn clothes and holes in my socks, and I'm not going to suffer through those lunches anymore.
What's the matter with your lunches?
You ought to know. You pack them for me. I'm just getting sick of carrying my lunch to work in a paper sack. Why can't I go to a restaurant like the other fellas?
John, what are you talking about? I haven't fixed your lunch for 2 years.
Oh, Blanche, every morning of my life, I find my lunch wrapped in brown paper on the side of the sink.
John, that's the garbage.
Goodbye, Blanche.
Goodbye, dear. Happy anniversary.
Featuring the voices of Kyla Thompson as Blanche, Murray Retread as John. The announcer was John Tadruzak. Misfits Audio CEO is Captain John Tadruzak. Script by Philip Rapp. Edited, produced, directed, and mixed by Jim Spagata. Webmaster April Shadowski. Art by Ted Sanderson. Music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Copyright 2012.